This is the Epilogue audio experience.
We all love attending concerts, watching a live performance, and enjoy gigs. But did you know that almost every musician enjoys performing live over studio recordings? At least the singers and music composers that I have interacted with on this podcast. They have always expressed their excitement to perform live and their crazy gig stories. My name is Eva Bhatt, and I want to thank you for your company today as I take you through a special episode of 9XM Soundcast. Now, since live shows have always been such an integral part of a life of an artist across the world since centuries, I thought it would be a truly unique experience if I could capture the entire magic of a live concert into a podcast episode, where you and I could become a part of the backstage frenzy, feel the heartbeats of the performers, and understand the mindset of the artist. And what better opportunity than a show featuring an artist who's won numerous awards and accolades, whose music has melted our hearts, whose chartbusters have burnt the dance floor, whose soundtrack has remained fresh despite a two-decade-long career graph. Always hitting the right notes, yet reinventing himself, and that's what makes Pritham, Pritham. Falling short of words of praise, respect, and love for the man who created a spectacular musical experience for a live audience that evening that we call it as 9XM On Stage. Filled with rocking performances by Pritham Da himself, along with his band of mind-blowing artists like Nakash Aziz, Shalmali Kholgade, Amit Mishra, and many more, what made this concert memorable undoubtedly was the fact that it was a tribute to the Indian Army and their families by India's most loved Bollywood music channel, 9XM. This episode is a simple endeavor to recreate the experience called 9XM On Stage with Pritham. While the full show will be available on the TV channel 9XM for you to enjoy, here on this podcast, I have tried to emote the pulsating energy of the backstage, understand the creative discipline of these artists, their prep routine, tips, and their individual learning from such live performances. You will hear a series of my quick chat with the singers and Pritham Da himself, as well as the technicians and the musicians. Hope you enjoy it.
Hi, this is Pritham, and I'm on 9XM Soundcast for a very, very special episode. Cheers to 9XM for creating such a podcast that will help budding artists. It has some really amazing interviews. Keep listening.
बहुत खास है because it's all about music. It's an honor for all of us to be part of an event where any kind of music performance is being done for the audience that's coming in today because it's something that's meant to inspire and just give strength, you know, at a time where it's really needed. And I think the best leveler in the business or life in our country is music.
The most special thing about today is we are performing for our fearless brothers from Indian Army. All of them has been so inspiring for all of our lives, I feel.
Today's vibe is chaotic, as you can see. Too excited. I can't wait to start.
I'm all ready for tonight.
I'm sure you can sense the vibe of the show already. Here's what the singers and technicians and musicians feel about working with Pritham on such a show.
Dada's most inspiring thing, I would say his music. Just when you sing his tunes, you feel a certain emotion. And I think that inspires me to just become a better musician, to be able to, you know, do justice to every single note that I'm getting to sing here.
Being with Dada is always fun, but it's great to have the audience so intimately like involved in the performance, which is something we don't get very often because the audience is really far away. But now tonight, I think we'll really feel the intimacy of the show because the audience is right here. Really excited.
Dada ke saath, we have been performing for many other shows as well. It's a beautiful set. All of the hit songs are there and the soulful ones as well.
Nakash Aziz, who has sung songs like Sari Ke Falsa for Pritham Da.
Pritham Da ek believer hai. Wo apni dreams ya apne thought ya apne vision ko pursue karte hain till the time he is not satisfied. To maine ye cheez unse seekhi hai ki apne vision ko bada rakho aur usko pursue karo.
प्रीतम एक ऐसा नाम है जो नाम ही ऐसा है कि वो बस उसके साथ परफॉर्म करना के मतलब मजा ही मजा, मजा ही मजा है.
And the guest that added 5 stars to that evening was none other than the Dilwale girl, Kajol.
You know, I have no 2 lines for him. I think he's an amazingly talented man. And we are very lucky as a film industry to have him. Definitely, I'm always excited. I think he's amazingly talented. Aur unko dekhne mein hamesha maza aata hai. Thode se pagal hai, thode se genius hai. Aur I think he's one of those people who always knows how to put on a show. Yes. So really, really excited.
And is Gerwa running in your head right now?
I hope so. I've not worn the color, but I hope it's running in his head. Hey 9XM on stage. I'm really excited for this show. Thank you.
And then finally, with great difficulty, I could get hold of Dada. Difficult to get him for 2 reasons. The obvious one, he was madly involved into the nitty-gritties. And secondly, because of this reason.
Okay, पहले एक्चुअली साउंड चेक के सिवा हम लोग बहुत कम बात करते हैं और आई एम एक्सट्रीमली एक्साइटेड फॉर टुनाइट्स 9XM ऑन स्टेज बिकॉज दिस इज एन ऑनर टू परफॉर्म इन फ्रंट ऑफ इंडियन आर्मी. आई फील वेरी हैप्पी एंड इन फैक्ट आई हैव सो मच वर्क दैट आई वॉज इनिशियली प्लानिंग नॉट टू टेक दिस मैन. आई हैव नो टाइम टू टेक अप अ शो नाउ बट व्हेन दिस थिंग केम एंड आई हर्ड इट्स अबाउट इंडियन आर्मी एंड आई एम एक्सट्रीमली एक्साइटेड एंड हैप्पी and honored to be a part of today's show because you get to do something for the people who are protecting you all around the year in the borders and there's a little chance you get to do something for them. So I'm here for the Indian Army and I'm extremely happy to be here for the Indian Army.
I asked him about his views on live versus studio recordings.
Everything has its own charm. Obviously, I like studio life. I like staying in the room. I'm not very adventurous. So to get me in a show is very tough. But once I'm in a show, I think the claps, the singing along, that is another high. That high I don't think studio can reach. But I'm very comfortable in my studio life.
The last minute instructions that he shares with his team.
Agar kisi ka koi us din gala kharab hai aur kuch hai, toh fir we kind of boost up a little bit. Otherwise, everybody is busy. Getting ready and getting ready for the show and we know the show flow, we know aur koi agar apna artist mein koi ek do aa ja raha hai pehle to fir apna team mein agar koi newcomers hai then obviously it takes a lot of boosting up the morale and but agar newcomer nahi hai agar regularly perform karte hai hamare sath to humko utna boost up ka zarurat nahi hota hai wo sab khud ek ek item hai.
And what goes in his head before going on stage?
Live concert jab kar rahe hai tab kya soch raha hu main wo डिपेंड करता है, वेरी करता है बिकॉज मेरे माइंड में इट्स लाइक आई एम प्री रोलिंग, आई एम जस्ट अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट इज गोइंग टू कम नेक्स्ट. मेरा माइंड में कॉन्स्टेंटली वो चल रहा है, अभी नेक्स्ट ये है तो इसके लिए ये करना पड़ेगा, उसके लिए वो करना पड़ेगा. तो लॉट ऑफ टाइम द ऑडियंस काइंड ऑफ पुल्स यू आउट ऑफ एवरीथिंग एंड दे गेट टू अब्सॉर्ब सो मच दैट यू एक्चुअली फॉरगेट व्हाट इज कमिंग नेक्स्ट. अदरवाइज नॉर्मली नेक्स्ट क्या आ रहा है वो हल्का सा माइंड में रहता है, अदरवाइज यू इन द फ्लो ऑफ द सॉन्ग.
Preetamda also spoke about his pre-gig routine, his creative discipline.
Creative discipline ka agar baat hai to thoda sa discipline follow karna padta hai because my show is all about incorporation of friends who are like singers and it's a lot of choreography between them in terms of movement and you know it's like an act. My shows are like act, so we have to maintain a discipline, you know. We get ready, we just go through the show flow once and then also entry exit kahan hoga, ek sound check ka discipline rehta hai, sabka vocal mic check hota hai, sab instrument ka ye check hota hai. Mera team bahut bada hai, to kind of correlation with each other and coordination with each other. Like every time after the show, we meet up and dissect mistakes done in this show. There are obviously, audience ko pata nahi chalta, lekin bahut sare mistake hota hai in a show. So kya ka mistake kiya hai, wo sab we just go through and we see that we don't do it in the next show.
Mentioned earlier, Preetamda was joined by a bunch of incredible singers. Here's what they said.
I'm learning so much on during the production that happens and you know, so many people involved just to see how things are matched and balanced and everything. It's a learning process. I love it.
Hi! I am 100% live performer. Like I love performing live much more than I love performing in the studio. So for me, this is my life and I would any day trade anything to perform live.
That was Shalmali Kholgade, who has sung songs like Palam Pichkari and Lat Lag Gayi for Pritam, an absolute live wire on stage. When I asked the singers about how they feel about performing live, they said,
I think public interaction. You interact with your audience straight away. You can see how they're feeling, how they're receiving the song, what are the emotions. That's something scary also, but that is something all the performers look for because it's one-on-one. And you're on stage, there is an adrenaline rush.
And that was Antra Mitra, the singer of songs like Gerua and Janam Janam from Dilwale.
It's always fun to perform on stage. But when it is televised, then that is when the actual, you know, thing comes in, because then there are cameras looking at you. You have to give them looks into the camera because I am from a reality background. So I know how to do that sometimes. And I've done a couple of movies down south. So I kind of am a little camera friendly. But otherwise, you know, initially it gets a little difficult because you don't know where the cameras are facing and then you're just doing your thing. But then it is kind of staged and it is kind of, you know, you're acting on stage kind of style. Kind of that, yeah. You know, just tell yourself, okay. Also keep trying to interact with the audience, eye contact. It is actually fun when you look at a person and sing to him or her, you know, they connect to you.
That was Sriram, the singer of the beautiful Subhanallah from Ye Jawani Hai Diwani.
I think jab hum studio mein gaate hain, tab koi nahi hota hai. There's pin drop silence and there is a different maza of singing in the studio. But jab live audience hota hai, तभी एक नशा होता है जब हम ऑडियंस की आंखों में देख के गा सकते हैं, जब हम उनकी रिएक्शंस हमारे संगीत की तरफ लाइव देख सकते हैं, एंड वी फीड ऑफ ऑफ दैट एनर्जी एंड वी डू बेटर आई फील वंस वी गेट दैट रेसिप्रोसिटी फ्रॉम द ऑडियंस.
What is your pre-gig exercise, that one ritual right before you go on stage?
A regular one, I'll tell you. First of all, I want to be completely alone. I just shut my eyes and I just think of my mother because she's my inspiration. And that's one thing that I do every single time. And right before I'm about to go on stage, I just, you know, touch it once so that, you know, I'm part of it. Those are the two simple ones I do.
So most of the time for singers especially, you go breathless, as cool as possible, and then I try to memorize my lyrics. I know my places, like if I want to do a special harkat somewhere, then I just kind of tune it in my head, and this is the basic preparation that I do before I go.
We all have a ritual actually. Pritam has made this ritual that we stand all of us together and we just say a little prayer before going on stage, and that's a ritual before we perform this set. I pray to my own heart that okay, sab kuch chik chak ho jaye. My fear before a performance is more of ki kisi ka heel na toote, koi trip na ho stage pe, because I know all of them are superb singer. They are not going to forget the lyrics or not going to, you know, jumble up any song. It's just my fear is ki koi dance karte waqt kisi ka heel na toot jaye, kisi koi gir na jaye. That's what I am afraid more than forgetting lyrics.
I think some days stage pe chadhne ke pehle for some reason bahut neend aati hai, and I think it's like nervousness ki neend, I call it. I start yawning a lot, and at that time I have to tell myself that come on, you're gonna step on stage and you have to keep that energy up. So I do high knees before going on stage. This is like my routine before going on stage. I'm doing high knees.
एक कप चाय मिल जाए ना अगर, तो फिर लाइव सेट रहती है.
Nakash Aziz was at his usual best, witty as ever.
My full name is Kumar Nakash Naushad Aziz Khilji Falafel Jalaluddin Akbar. मैंने अभी डिसाइड किया कि मेरा ये फुल नेम होना चाहिए. मेरा नाम है भाई, कुछ भी हो सकता है. मैं मोस्टली अपने गाए हुए गाना गा रहा हूँ, जैसे अफगान जलेबी है, साड़ी के फालसा है, थोड़े डांस नंबर्स बेसिकली मैं गा रहा हूँ. मैं पिछली बार आया था इस वेन्यू पे और मैंने बहुत अच्छा शो देखा था, एक बहुत ही खतरनाक आर्टिस्ट जेकब कोलियर नाम का. और आज एक और खतरनाक आर्टिस्ट के साथ हम परफॉर्म कर रहे हैं, वो है प्रीतम चक्रवर्ती, जो हमारे इंडिया के वन ऑफ द मोस्ट रेनाउंड मोस्ट रिस्पेक्टेड कंपोजर्स हैं. और हमारे साथ इतने कमाल कमाल म्यूजिशियंस हैं जैसे राहुल तिवारी, तापस दा, निर्वाण, रोलैंड फर्नांडिस, बहुत मतलब एक बहुत अच्छा जमावड़ा है. तो एक्साइटेड उसलिए हूँ मैं कि उनके साथ परफॉर्म करूँगा इस वेन्यू पे. थोड़ी नर्वसनेस इसलिए है क्योंकि अच्छा परफॉर्म करने का एक प्रेशर होता है ऑलवेज.
I strongly feel that the people responsible for those goosebumps or transporting you into a different world altogether are probably not the main artists alone, but the musicians who play these amazing instruments, the stringed or percussions. The backbone of any musical concert or a production, I believe, are the musicians.
लाइव बजाने का वही एक अच्छा ये लगता है कि हम लोगों को लाइव बजाना पड़ता है विदाउट एनी मिस्टेक.
इनके रिकॉर्डिंग तो बहुत साल से बजा रहा हूँ. ऐसा है कि जब प्रोग्राम शुरू होता है तो थोड़ा सा हिचक होती है. जब माइक खराब या कुछ भी हो गया तो उसमें कुछ कर नहीं सकते हैं आप, बीच में रोक नहीं सकते हैं. अब जो है, जो हमारे पास जो अवेबिलिटी होती है उसी में काम करते हैं. ज़्यादा कुछ करके कुछ मतलब नहीं होता है. बीच में कुछ गलतियाँ हो जाती है कि इसे उसको मैनेज करके उसको बिना पब्लिक को पता चले और उस चीज़ को आगे बढ़ाना, वह सबसे मुश्किल होता है.
So my name is Shirish Malhotra. I play saxophone and I also play violin with Pritam. With him, it's been a couple of years now. There's a commitment to the song, which is what Pritam's about, you know. It's not like an individual display of skill or ability. We're all telling stories through the songs. There's a certain adrenaline that a performer gets when, you know, nothing is pre-recorded. It's like do or die, you know. And when you have that adrenaline, then your performance becomes that much more special. That kind of sort of uncertainty, not knowing whether, you know, something could go wrong, or, you know, you have to just give it your everything. You have to be 100% concentrating, 100% in the moment, and just be at your best.
So I wanted to understand what goes in the minds of these artists right before they go on stage.
Just the unpredictability of it. You know, I think that the fact that however much you may have rehearsed, you never know what's going to happen next. You know, there'll be some small change that happens. I think the unpredictability of live work in general is something that gives me a kick. And I'm at my noisiest and liveliest when there's a live thing happening, especially with music. There's no retakes here. It's just one take. You can't really say, you know, oh, Pritam, I didn't get your guitar part. Can you play that again? You can't. So just the fact that anything can happen and you've got to have your wits about you.
Yeah, we can't wait to go on stage, do a quick run through and, you know, get everything going. I have a really good feeling about it. Let's see.
Oh, yes. Too excited.
Like, everybody's nervous and yeah, they're calling me. I'll have to go. See you guys on stage.
Okay, chale.
I just cannot wait to go ahead and do the sound check and, you know, go for the show now.
ये जितना पास होगा उतना ये ज्यादा पकड़ेगा, वो कम पकड़ेगा.
सुन ले एक बार.
अभी ठीक है, करेक्ट है.
बुक पे डाला
है. इसमें ना कुछ ऐसे हॉटस्पॉट्स होते हैं, तो वो यहाँ पे ना ये जब हिलता है ना, वो देख के वहाँ पे माइक डालना.
अच्छा, एकदम
कड़क आता है. लोड बराबर.
Ready? Can I start?
Can you hear me?
हाँ, can you hear me?
पक्का? वो क्या अच्छे? क्या ठीक अच्छे?
वापस रात को करना है, टाइम नहीं है हमारे पास.
Eyes on the floor and 3, 2, 1, action!
We are all set for 9XM on stage with me, Pritam, live in concert. Watch me only on 9XM and 9X Jalwa. Dil se salam, samman aur pyar.
It's my pleasure and my honor to be here today to watch Dada sing and perform also, but most importantly to be here with, you know, the Indian Army. I think that so I'm really it's my honor to be here as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
was a Gerua moment when she grooved along with Dada on stage, also enacting the signature SRK pose. If this episode has got you all pumped up to watch the show, it's simple. Just catch it on 9XM and 9X Jalwa. I hope you could feel the ecstatic vibe of Pritam Da and his artists just before they stepped on stage for the concert. I hope I could recreate for you that excitement, that thrill, that nostalgia that I felt sitting there watching the show live at NCPA Mumbai. It was a celebration of the signature sound of the millennium. The blockbuster soundtracks of Gangster, Life in a Metro, Dostana, The Dhoom and Race series, Jab We Met, Love Aajkal, Barfi, Two Bajrangi Bhaijaan, Dilwale and Ae Dil Hai Mushkil. Breathtaking. You can watch this show exclusively on 9XM and 9X Jalwa. Write to me your experience of enjoying the show and how you liked this episode. Mail me or DM me on my Instagram, that is at Eva Bhatt Podcast. Share the links of this episode with not just Pritam fans, but lovers of good Bollywood music. Hope you have subscribed to the podcast. If listening on Spotify, you need to just hit that follow icon. Talk to you next week with another musical episode of 9XM Soundcast.